Good day and welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're joined by Karen Roberts, who with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, that's courtesy of UK. We have a division here in Morehead, and Karen works with that group. And Karen, you have an upcoming open house.
Yes, we do. It is Thursday, February the 11th from 1 to 2:30 at Wesley Hall in the Morehead United Methodist Church. And please remember, if Round County schools are closed, the event is canceled. We go by their schedule, especially for snow days.
I'll ask you this question. For folks who don't know what Osher does, would you please maybe explain?
Yes, it's the Lifelong Learning Institute at UK we have one in Morehead, I'm sorry. And that is learning for folks 50 years and older. Most of you have a membership fee of $25 a year. And once you've paid your membership fee, you are invited to please come and take classes. We have lots of classes. Most of them are free. Some of them have a fee because they have different things that are added to the class that aren't, you know, within the free stuff. Like they have food or tea or different attractions and things like that added into the class. So the fees are there for those things for the instructors.
Now, how long has Osher been operating here in Morehead?
5 years. Last year we celebrated our fifth year, so we're into our sixth year.
So have things changed very much since the first year?
We have a lot more classes. We have different, some of the same folks and some different folks that are newer, and we try and add on to the leadership council with newer people. And if you're 50 and over and you'd like to serve on the leadership council, contact Teresa Haig, UK, www.uky.edu/OLLI. And Teresa will give you information on how to do that and when the next meeting is, and we'd love to have new faces.
In your mind, Karen, why is it so important to have these types of programs? You're talking about older learners and the types of things maybe they'd like to do, but why is it so important?
It's important because once we hit a certain age, we want to continue working our brain so that our brain stays young, and we have interesting and fun classes. So not only are you learning something, you're also having fun. You're socializing with other people your age that you already know, and then some new people that you get to know. And the classes, the spring semester is a little harder than the fall semester because spring semester is actually, some of the classes are in February. They start in February. And so it's going to, you know, the weather's going to be a little colder, but that's not a reason to stay in. You just bundle up warmer and off you go.
Do you feel like it's really taken off, that people are gaining an awareness of what you're doing there with Osher here in Morehead?
Yes. Yes. People, we have flyers out everywhere, and people get to see those flyers and it sparks something, or it gives them a reminder, or, you know, that this is there and this is a service for them. So it's taken off a little bit.
What are the class sizes like generally?
Depends on the class. like the art class has a limit of 10, and the a classic movie series has a limit of 35, I think. Yeah, 35.
When you think about this, and you and I have talked about this before, and you talk about the learning environment, it appears to be more of a relaxed and fun environment. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it is a fun environment, a social event in some of the classes. And while you're having fun, you're also learning new things.
Do you have a list of the classes, and maybe you could share those with us?
Yes, I do. The first class that we have, and this is a new one this semester, and the instructor is Zhao Min Oni, and the course is Chinese Culture and Customs. Like I said, this is a brand new one. We hope that it will take off. It looks like it's going to be a very good class, and there is a limit of 15. So that's one. If you want to get in, you got to get your registration on February the 11th. And then we have our old standby, the classic movie series. And, of course, that's on Wednesdays from February 17th to March 23rd. If we have canceled movie, then it just gets added on to the end. And this we have some really good movies on here. We have West Side Story, Darby's Rangers, Heaven Knows Mr. Allison, and the Hunt for Red October. So that proves to be an interesting time again this semester. And we'll definitely get to see old friends in there. Traveling Around the World, Part 4, Cuba to India. We are going to have people from Spain and all different Cuba, India, Spain, and there's one other one in there that I don't know of. Okay, Science and the Environment, Curiosity and the Credibility of Science. We're doing science of the past, present, and the future. And they're going to have a modern science answers to many questions. We'll have hands-on activities in those classes and go over some theories and have all kinds of pyrotechnics and dyes and artificial dyes. How they're made. We're going to do a lot in that class. That's going to be a very interesting class. And we have painting for beginners.
You're talking about artistic type painting, not painting houses,
yes.
Right?
No, not painting houses. Artistic painting. And Joe is doing the class, and this goes every semester, and it is a wonderful class. Right now we're focusing on beginners, and you know what you have to do, what you have to learn to become a good painter from the very beginning on up. So that's an interesting class. I took it last semester, and I'll take it again this semester. And then, of course, we have our SIG Intermediate Bridge,
which is the card game.
Yes, that's the card game bridge, and you will be getting your flyer within the next, your flyer and your registration forms and all of that good stuff in the next week or two. You'll have it before registration so that you can go over it and decide whether you're going to register at the open house or if you're going to do it online or do it by mail, whichever. And come and have some refreshments and listen to some of the speakers and talk about their classes and do some fun things during the open house. And of course we have door prizes, and it's going to be a good semester. I'm excited about it.
Is it tough? I know that you occasionally do change classes. I know the movie class has been one that's been around for a while, and it's very, very popular. But is it tough at times to find new ideas for classes?
Sometimes it is, yes. It depends on we use teachers that are professors at the university, and they're you know, still teaching, so some semesters they can't do it. Like one SIG can't go this semester, and that's the one travel it's another travel SIG, but they had to cancel it for this semester because the professor also does the sets and everything for the plays at the high school and at the art center. So he's going to be extremely busy this semester, and he's not going to be able to do it. So sometimes, yeah, it is a little bit harder to find classes. That's when we all have to put our brains together and, you know, decide on what we're going to do and who we're going to contact and see if we can get some people that taught before to come back and teach again.
Again, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute open house in Moorhead is on February the 11th at the United Methodist Church inside Wesley Hall from 1 to 2:30. Of course, if there's bad weather and the event is postponed, you'll have to register online, and want to make sure you understand that. And we've had Karen Roberts, who works with the OLLI program, with us today on the front page. Karen, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for doing this, Chuck.
I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll have more on Front Page right after this.